coast to coast and border to border. It's Tailgate Radio.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Thank you so much for downloading episode number 112 of our little tailgate party here on the podcast world as we blast this show to all 50 states, all provinces in Canada, and over 50 countries across this big blue marble we call Earth. I am the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. We've got a great show for you this week. I'm actually doing the show outside. You know why? Because it's a beautiful day in the fall. And we don't get enough of these types of days. It's about 60 degrees outside, a nice cool breeze. You probably hear some cars in the parking lot. I'm actually attending a rugby match as we speak. So I am just kicking back, enjoying the great outdoors in the great state of Texas in the USA on this beautiful day as we get ready for Thanksgiving week next week. So we've got a great... As I mentioned, we got a great interview with the head chef over at Butterball. It's going to get us ready for preparing that turkey, and I think you'll enjoy that interview that we conducted with him. And it's a busy season for the folks at Butterball, and we want to thank them for their time in getting us ready for the big day. And speaking of that, I want to talk to you a little bit about what has been going on in the world of sports. It's been very interesting to see as the NFL is starting to unfold. We're starting to see who is emerging. Unbelievably, the Dallas Cowboys are right now the best team in the NFL. They've won 8 games in a row, I think, at this point. And they've got their big game coming up not only on Sunday, but again on Thursday, which is a tradition, as do the Detroit Lions. That's always a fun time of year. So as your family gathers to watch the Thanksgiving Day football and participate in your own, I don't know if anybody else does this anymore, but we used to always play. We used to always have a game after the Thanksgiving meal. We had enough people. I remember at the heyday of our youth, we probably had 21 or 22 people at Thanksgiving. So we had more than enough to play a full game of 5-on-5 as far as the kids go. And usually we would have 7-on-7 or even more than that. But it was always a fun time of year. And as it finally turns fall for the entirety, maybe Florida still is warm and toasty. And really here it's not cold, but it's definitely not 100 degrees anymore. It just brings the fall is my favorite time of year. There's just so much going on. Football seasons are wrapping up, unfortunately. We're getting ready to have some conference championships later in December. And then we've got that long wait before the bowl season starts. So watched a great game earlier with Houston, University of Houston and Louisville. And Louisville was number 5 in the country. People don't remember that Houston was, I think, as high as 4th at one point in the season, and they lost a couple of games. I think Navy was one of the games they lost. I don't remember who the other one was. But so they're a really good team. They just happened to lose a couple of conference games that really bumped them out of the top 20. They're in a smaller conference. I think they're in American South Conference. I think that's what it's called. But... 2 losses in that conference is a no-go, and I think Louisville only had 1 loss, and so great game. But Houston pulled up the big upset, really pounded them in the ground pretty well. I think it was 36-10. So we have some great fans in Louisville that have actually won last year when we were doing our kielbasa giveaway. We actually had some folks from Louisville, the University of Louisville, win. One of our packets. So we certainly don't want to wish them any ill will, but it was just a big game for the University of Houston. And again, that was a Thursday game this past week. And just a lot going on. I want to remind you folks that you can check out everything going on with the world of Tailgate Radio over at our website at tailgateradio.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at Tailgate Radio. And before we go to our first break and come back with our interview, I just want to tell you, I bought my PK grill last week. After we had the folks on from PK, I went out last weekend. I purchased the PK grill. I ordered some accessories, including a really nice charcoal, heavy-duty charcoal holder to go down in the bottom of the well of the grill. Also bought some grill grates. You can go check those out at grillgrates.com, and that's grillgrates.com. Really excited to use those. And I'm putting the thing to the test next week for Thanksgiving. I'm going to smoke a turkey. I'm going to smoke a ham. And we're also going to break out the Carson Rodizio and do some picanha steaks for Thanksgiving. So it's going to be a very protein-heavy and very eclectic mix of meats at Thanksgiving this year. And it's all going to be courtesy of the PK Grill and the Carson Rodizio. So I'm excited about that. And I will definitely take some photos and maybe even do a video on Thanksgiving Day just so you can check it out and see how it turned out, because I'm really excited about it. I really love the PK. I tested it out over the weekend when I got it. It was amazing how well it cooks, how hot it gets, and how long the charcoal lasts in the thing, because it's airtight when you close it, you know, except for the vents you have on top and bottom. So can't thank Scott and the folks enough for coming on last week and talking about the PK. It really pushed me over the edge to make that move. And don't forget, they have their new PK 360 that is available over at their website as well. It's the first redesign or design enhancement of the PK grill in over 40 years or 50 years. And I didn't buy that one. I bought the original, but it doesn't mean that one of the new versions isn't in my future, because I'm really, like I said, I'm really loving the PK grill and look forward to seeing what it does on Thanksgiving. So, and maybe I can talk to the guy at Butterball and see what we need to do to make sure we smoke a turkey there that is going to come out moist, delicious, and have all the flavor that is part of that Thanksgiving expertise, I guess. So, folks, that's about it for now. When we come back from the break, again, we're going to have the head chef from Butterball to talk to us about how to get ready for Thanksgiving. And we really do appreciate all of your support, all of the messages and well wishes and just the love from the Tailgate Nation. We certainly do appreciate it. And we'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. And we got some rock goose and in. Table full of sole, beef, chicken, swine. Mac, cheese, baked beans, and pot of greens is mine. Shock made the chili. Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight-up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich, no. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. You're listening
to Tailgate Radio. What's up, everybody? It's Adam Richman from the Travel Channel, and you are feasting your ears on Tailgate Radio with the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Remember, chew carefully and eat mightily.
Look,
Welcome back to Tailgate Radio. The Grill Sergeant John Largent here on this very special Thanksgiving-themed show. And when you think about Thanksgiving, you think about turkey. And when you think about turkey, only really one name comes to mind, and that's Butterball. And we are very excited to have the executive chef from Butterball, Chef Tony Sita, joining us on this week's Tailgate Radio.
Well, thank you, John, and welcome to all your listeners, too.
Well, we thank you so much for joining us. I know that it has to be extremely busy this time of year at the Butterball headquarters.
Right now, I mean, we are extremely busy. I mean, behind me, we've got approximately 25 people answering phone calls for all of our customers that are calling in and needing some guidance about how to prepare their Thanksgiving turkey.
You know, that Butterball hotline has become something of folklore. How did that get started originally?
It started about over 30 years ago, 1981. And it's all started, you know, that a few people called in, they had some questions, and then it just snowballed into where we are today. On Thanksgiving Day, we will answer around 12,000 calls, you know, on how to prepare turkey. And if we also help them out in some of their, you know, if there's some side items they need a little help out with, too, we'll give them a little hand there also. But it is, it's been really fun. And, you know, we get some great stories that we can tell. It's pretty remarkable.
Well, speaking of stories, in your estimation, how many Butterballs are consumed annually during the holiday season?
Well, it's, you know, that's kind of hard. There's, you know, 80% of all the people in the United States celebrate Thanksgiving with the turkey. And out of that 80%, one out of every five turkeys, one out of four turkeys is a Butterball turkey. So, you know, numbers-wise, you know, that's way up there.
That is
way up there.
Is there a most traditional way to prepare a turkey at this time of year?
Oh, well, the traditional, you know, you go back, is, you know, it's the roasting of the turkey, and it's just, you know, with stuffing or without stuffing. You know, and that's probably one of the most common ways that we get it. But, you know, when I serve turkey at house and at home, like I'll be going home tomorrow, and on Thursday, I will be serving one off a grill, one out of a deep fat fryer, and one prepared the traditional way. So I like turkey all different kinds of ways. So it's, and especially off the grill. You cannot beat it off of a grill.
Well, you know, you're talking to the right audience because we have folks that are out in parking lots that actually have family traditions celebrating out in the parking lot before their favorite football game. So what are some other unique ways that you've seen Butterball turkeys prepared that has really been interesting to you and one of those ideas that you've taken from maybe the folks that are consuming the turkeys themselves?
Okay, I mean, you know, interesting question. One, you know, the popularity of a deep-fried turkey, everybody, you know, that's tried it really like it. But what I like to do with it, I will then take the turkey that I will inject it with the same ingredients that I would if it were going to be a deep-fried turkey, and then brush it with a little bit of oil, and then put the same rub, and then I'll roast that. So you'll get that same deep fat fried flavor, but only with a little bit of smokiness that comes off of your grill. So that's one way that I like to do it. Spatchcock is another way that it's a great way of doing it. And I like to do that with smaller turkeys, right around 10 to 12 pound turkeys, where you split out the backbone and then you roast that, you know, open onto your grill. I started out with a higher temperature, then drop it to around 325 degrees. And I like to cook it slow because it really, after I brown it off a little bit at a high temperature, and it really helps to tenderize it and really add some nice flavor to it. And then the other way that I like to do it, have you ever heard of porchetta?
I have not, no.
Okay, porchetta, it's taking a pork loin and they actually wrap it with the belly of the hog. Outstanding.
Yes.
And on a grill, it is unbelievable. But what I like to do with that is I prepare that same recipe using turkey. You know, and then I will then take that. The seasonings that are in there are like roasted fennel, fresh sage, fresh parsley, lots of garlic. I like a little lemon in it, and I make a paste out of this or a rub, and I rub that inside the turkey, and then you butterfly it and then roll it inside there, take the skin of it, wrap it around the breast, and then roast that. Absolutely unbelievable.
What time's dinner? I'm ready to come over now. That sounds unbelievable.
John, you're welcome at my home anytime you would like, without a problem.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about the fact, something you brought up earlier, that deep frying has become very popular. And we see that a lot traveling around the country and going to different stadiums and NASCAR events and things like that. But I've always heard different ways to prepare, how long to leave it in the oil. Can you give us the definitive answer on how to best deep fry a turkey?
Okay, you know, one of the things that I like about deep fat fryer, not because I am with Butterball, but we have a deep fat fryer that we have. It's a Butterball turkey fryer. It's really great because it's safe, all right, but the only thing is it runs off of electricity. But, you know, you can place your turkey in there, and I can take and prepare a 12-pound, 14-pound turkey in between 45 minutes and an hour in this particular deep-fat fryer. But sometimes when you're out tailgating, too, you have some of the gas fryers, and it's the safety part of it is making sure that you follow the manufacturer's recommended procedures. Number one, there's a fill line in the deep-fat fryer, making sure you do not exceed that fill line with oil, because it will do, your turkeys will happen to boil over. The other thing, too, is to make sure that the turkey is as dry as possible, that you get getting out all that excess moisture, making sure it's totally defrosted. And then before it's lowered into the hot oil, you must turn off the flame, just in case if it boils over, because you take hot cooking oil and expose it to a flame, it will flare up and burn. Mm-hmm. So that's why I always turn it off, lower it in slowly into the oil, and then allowing it to cook. The temperature I like to cook is right around 350 degrees. And as I mentioned earlier, a 12 to 14-pound turkey will take right around 45 minutes to an hour, right in there. But the flavor that comes out of that turkey is absolutely fantastic.
Do you know where that originated from? Because the first time I had it was about a dozen years ago down in Louisiana. And I didn't know if it originated there or if there was any other history but behind how that deep frying took place.
I heard the same story. It's out of the Louisiana area when they come into the deep fat frying a turkey. That's actually one of the first places that I've enjoyed the turkey, too, was in Louisiana. So, I mean, but what a flavor. You know, that southern influence of frying foods, you know, and somebody probably just took it, dropped a turkey in there, and said automatically, boom, here I came out with a turkey in a relatively short period of time. And the flavor is unbelievable. And, you know, the Cajuns really like to spice things up. So they're, you know, the flavor that they inject the turkey with is phenomenal. And that rub that they put on it and allowing it to cook, you can't beat the flavor.
I'm here with Executive Chef with Butterball, Chef Tony Sita. And, Tony, before we go, what are some tips or some little-known tricks that you can tell our audience that will help enhance their Butterball experience this Thanksgiving?
One of the biggest, you know, questions that we have on the turkey talk line is how do I prevent my turkeys from becoming dry? And the biggest thing for that is the thermometer. And here again, when I roast a turkey, you know, I will then check it in two spots, in the thickest part of the thigh and also the thickest part of the breast, just above the wing. And at the breast, I want to make sure I've got it to a temperature of 165 to 170. And in the thigh, I want to make sure it's about 180 degrees. Now, if we notice that the breast is starting to cook quickly and the thigh is not, what I do is I take a piece of foil and I'll make a tent out of it and I'll place it over the breast. And that will then help to slow down that cooking process of the breast, so the temperature will equalize so I can get that 180 in the thigh and 165 to 170 in the breast. And that to me is the that really helps to save a lot of dry turkeys. It makes it easier to carve, and the moisture content of the turkey is just outstanding.
Well, I can tell you, Chef, that I appreciate so much you taking time during this extremely busy time of year. I can hear the folks in the background on the hotline. It sounds like things are already kicked into full gear. And, you know, one of the things about Butterball is it's an American tradition, and we are so thankful that you took a few minutes out of your busy day to speak to us here at Tailgate Radio.
Well, John, I really want to thank you and all of your listeners, and if they have any problems, please call us at 1-800-BUTTERBALL, or they can contact us at butterball.com.
All right, Tailgate Nation, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. I want to thank you for listening in and downloading this week's show. I want to remind you, you can hear our show on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, Audio Boom, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Podomatic, and at our website at tailgateradio.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account at Tailgate Radio. And as we always say here, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Adios, amigos. Catch you on down the road.
You've been listening to the Tailgate Radio Network. Any rebroadcast without the express written consent of Major League Beer Pong is strictly prohibited.